You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
A week on, the Russia-Ukraine war continues to intensify. Russia says its troops have captured the city of Kherson, but Ukraine has dismissed the claim. A huge convoy of Russian tanks and armored vehicles are parked on a road to Ukraine's Kyiv, and fighting is intensifying there and in other big cities. An Indian student was also killed in the clashes. The conflict's impact is being felt around the world, be it stock markets, oil prices, or the auto sector. Welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar, and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. Before I share more on geopolitical tensions, here's a look at how the market fared on March 2nd. Sensex and Nifty witnessed losses today amid weakness across global markets as Russia and Ukraine tensions continue to escalate. Also, lower than expected GDP growth dampened investor sentiment. Sensex ended over 770 points lower, whereas Nifty 50 finished today at 16,600, which is down 188 points from its previous close. India's VIX, which is also known as the Fear Index, rose 2.3% to settle at 29.2, and during the day it almost surged 8%, which implies high volatility in the market. Most auto stocks witnessed sharp correction as vehicle makers reported a mixed bag of February sales. Maruti Suzuki, Bajaj Auto and Tata Motors fell in the range of 1-6%, whereas Mahindra and Mahindra gave up initial gains to end 0.9% lower. Insurance company stocks SBI Life and HDFC Life gained 6-7% amid reports that there'll be a delay in LIC IPO, which was supposed to be launched sometime in March. ONGC shares meanwhile finished 1.5% higher. Crude oil continued to rise as sanctions on Russian banks hampered trade finance for crude shipments. Brent crude touched $113 per barrel, which is its highest since 2014. Moving on to the latest on Russia-Ukraine war. First up, India has asked all its citizens in Ukraine's Kharkiv to leave immediately for their safety and security amid heavy shelling. Back home, the government says that out of 20,000 Indians who were stranded in Ukraine, 6,000 have been brought back to the country so far. Meanwhile, according to Ukrainian president, his country's armed forces have killed nearly 6,000 Russians in the first 6 days of invasion. Also, as several countries have imposed sanctions on Russia, Kremlin admitted today that the Russian economy is being impacted. The Kremlin also said that Russian officials were ready to hold a second round of talks with Ukraine on Wednesday, that is March 1st, but it said it was not clear if Ukrainian officials would turn up for the meeting. Meanwhile, the UK has relaxed visa norms for Ukrainian nationals. Not just that, UK has also banned Russian and Belarusian sportspersons from participating in motorsport events in the UK. Meanwhile, China has said it will not join the United States and European Union members in imposing financial sanctions on Russia. Next up, here's the latest on Ashneer Grover and BharatPay's controversy. Ashneer, who was the founder of BharatPay, resigned from his position as the managing director and board director on Tuesday, that is March 1st. The fintech firm's board held a meeting later in the day and this morning issued a statement. BharatPay has accused Grover and his family of siphoning money away from the company's account and using company expense accounts for a lavish personal lifestyle. Though it did not give any specific details, BharatPay said it reserves all the rights to take further legal action against Grover and his family. BharatPay also said, and I quote, "As a result of his misdeeds, Mr. Grover is no longer an employee, a founder, or a director of the company." Unquote. Ashneer Grover hit back, saying he was appalled but not surprised by the statement. Grover said he wants to learn who among Amar Chand, PwC and A&M, the external audit firms, has started doing an audit on lavishness of one's lifestyle. Taking a sharp dig at the company's board, he said he hopes he can get back to working soon and as a shareholder, he's worried about the value destruction. He wished the company and its board a speedy recovery. Moving on to what's happening on the assembly elections front. Elections for the sixth phase for 57 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh, which includes Gorakhpur Urban, from where Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is contesting, will be held on March 3rd. For the seventh phase, which is due on March 7th, Mamata Banerjee, the Chief Minister of West Bengal, will campaign for Akhilesh Yadav in Varanasi. For BJP, Prime Minister Modi is likely to be in Varanasi on March 4th and 5th, which are the last 2 days of campaigning for UP polls. Meanwhile, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today said that the Congress is confident of forming governments in Punjab, Uttarakhand and Goa. On UP, she said that there have been attempts to make the UP polls communal. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.